Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
And welcome to the All Media Artists Features. My special guest during the second hour is going to be an amazing artist, David Wheeler. I cannot wait to have him on. We've not had a rock star on here. I'm calling him a rock star, but, you know, an artist, and his genre is rock, on the show yet. And so I'm really excited to switch it up and get to know a different artists and a different style of music, and, you know, be able to share his story and his flavor with you, the listening audience of Flavor News Radio. So if you are not aware of how we, what we do and how we do it here on Wednesdays, this is all about artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists website, which is www.all-media-artists.com. Hour, generally, I play a variety of tracks from the artists that you can find over on that website, and then the second hour, I have a featured guest from that particular website also. So let's get this party started and play some tracks, you know, from the All Media Artists. And I'm going to start tonight out with Ronnie Run with his piece called Street Legends.
Yeah.
What it is, partner?
About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. What it is, partner? Hollywood, it is, partner. Better keep it proper, you know what it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. What it is, partner? Hollywood, it is, partner. Better keep it proper, you know what it is, partner.
The crown, I'm back. No for ripping mic. This is how I like to get down and make the song tight and night like a blade. Put your boys on fire like a live wire. Raise the tape, the game high worldwide. Defending these flows to say the nine. Bonafide plus official, and I'm still on the grind. My time, homeboy, make it happen. That's real. Stay focused and show these chumps I'm the real deal. I murder any beat like a sniper on the roof. I'm in pain like a fluke. Every time I'm in the booth, I'm the truth. Or you can just call me a vet or a king. Regardless, I'ma get my respect. I'm the greatest, so bow down and give me my props. All of a sudden, a lot of haters all on my job. Cause when I die, your boy is going straight to heaven for putting it down on every block and being a street legend. Street legend.
About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner.
Street legend.
Hollywood, it is, partner. Better keep it proper, you know what it is, partner.
Carolinas, you can hear my name nonstop. Ride and run, I'm that dude that's giving mad love. Cause my flow is unique and so tight, just like a glove. History is so deep, real swindles with drown. Old school, something fresh with a real pure sound. And to be in the game is really waiting on me. Trade hood, real gutter, putting it down like a G. I'm certified, a stamp approval for that heat. Got lyrics, I got lyrics, the homie don't even sleep. All you washed up dudes who claiming they in the hood. I see y'all frontin', but it's still all good. I linked up with my homie from D-Vegas, Big Hop. White boy with mad feelings, been dropping like it hot. So when he die, you know he going straight to heaven. Running, run, the Big Hop on the 5 feet legend. Legend.
About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner.
I'm from the city, but I know the country. To all my uncles and my nieces and my favorite aunties, even my cousins who ain't never really making money. You need some pray. Guess I'll see you Sunday. About to get my back home to the studio with a big jar of dro. Went from jokes on me, that's a heat legend, to all smokes on me, that's a street legend. Get it through your ever shrinking cranium. My big ball like LeBron's in the stadium. I shoot hoops like my pops is still schooling me. Imitating Walter Davis, pulling threes. You don't know about that. I just been in a fight, but you don't know about scraps. We train with our swords so our blades get sharper. That being said, what it is, partner?
About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner. About to put a chopper, Hollywood, it is, partner.
All right, that was Street Legends by Ronnie Run, and I believe that Ronnie Run is going to be a featured guest at the end of this month, so definitely stay tuned. We will announce that so you can put that on your calendar. Now I want to play a piece by Ian Villafana, and this is Lovers Come, Lovers Go.
Thank you.
All right, that was Ian Filofano with his piece, Lovers Come, Lovers Go. Now I want to play a piece by Chuck Eaton, and this is called Woman. That was Woman by Chuck Eaton. Now I want to play a piece for you by a dear friend of mine, and this is John D. Green Sr. with his piece, Lost in Darkness.
Thank you.
Lost in Darkness by John D. Green Sr. Now I want to play a piece for you by another piece, a person out of the Detroit, Michigan area. John D. Green Sr. is from that area, and so is Cat Orlando. And I'm going to play, let's see what piece I want to play by Cat. I think I'm going to play Fallout, and this is Fallout by Cat Orlando.
Just a fall.
called Fallout. I want to welcome everybody to the All Media Artist Features tonight. This is all about the artists that you can find over at a site called All Media Artists, and the website address is www.all-media-artists.com. It is a site where you can find a variety of genres of independent artists. They create a page that's a very professional look where the artists are able to upload pictures and music and videos and all of that. They are going to be expanding to where it's more user-friendly for all artists of all art forms and all genres. So definitely it's a site you want to check out. It's also a site for fans to join. I'm a fan over there. And you can just come over and check out the artists and join and support who they are and what they're trying to do. This is one of the things that independent artists need from us, from all art forms and all walks of life. They need us, the fans, to support who they are and what they're doing, not only by spreading the word, but also financially supporting the projects that they are creating. So if you love what they're doing, you know, go over to the All Media Artists, check them out, and find out how you can better support them and this particular site. So I'm going to continue playing some tracks for you until our featured guest comes on, which is going to be at the top of the hour, and our featured guest tonight is going to be David Wheeler. So let's jump into a track by another artist that you can find over at the All Media Artists site, and this is Matt Cusin with Heaven. Still there, so imperfect.
cause it's heaven.
That was Matt Houston with his beautiful piece called Heaven. Now, the thing about All Media Artists, it is not just a national site, not just a United States site. It is international. You can find the likes of Ian Villafana and Chuck Eaton that you heard earlier in the show. Ian is originally from Trinidad and presently resides in Louisiana. Chuck Eaton, I played his piece, Woman, and he resides in Brazil. And so I am now going to take you over to Germany and play a piece by an artist, Steven Schneider, and this is A Little Something.
I used to be a stranger, like a stranger to myself. And I used to be a liar to myself. I used to be some kind of Mr. Know-it-all for sure, but now I know for certain I don't know anything at all. Give me a little bit of something, a little bit of everything, a little bit of nothing. A bit of a little bit of you.
still some kind of Mr. Know-it-all for sure. But we got to know for certain we don't know anything at all. Give us a little bit of something, a little bit of everything, a little bit of nothing. A bit of learn how to fly over to justice. Give us anything we need, a little bit of wisdom. Give us a little bit. Give us a little bit of you.
All right, that was Steve Schneider coming to us all the way from Germany with his piece called A Little Something. Now I want to play a piece by my girl Monica Monet, and I'm going to play My Life.
Watch the tears begin to fall.
That was Epiphany with her piece, You. Now I want to take you over to the UK and play a piece by Dawn Wilson. And this is called, let's see, Learning the Blues.
Mm-hmm. party. The dance floor's deserted. You play that same love song. It's the 10th time you've heard it. That's the beginning. Just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after the other, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose. You're on the right track to learning the blues. Talk to you constantly. And when you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights that you don't sleep, you find yourself crying. You just can't forget her, and you even stop trying. You walk the floor, your shoes, you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. And when you're home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. And when you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. Nights that you don't sleep, you find yourself crying. You just can't forget her, and you even stop trying. You walk the floor and wear out your shoes. You feel your heart break, you're learning the blues.
All right, that was Don Wilson with his piece, Learning the Blues. Now we're going to keep you over there in the UK and play a piece by Cashy Keegan, and this is going to be This Is My Dream.
I had no choice. I'm in too deep. My heart was born to follow this dream. And I can't back down, and I won't give in. Somehow I'll find that strength deep within. The passion I feel inside is too strong to lay down and die. 'Cause this is my life, this is my dream, this is the reason my heart beats. I'd rather fight each day of my life than give up and leave. 'Cause this is my heart, this is my soul, this is the only love I've known. My will to try was weak.
Yeah.
Keegan with his piece, This Is My Dream. Now I'm going to play a piece by David Dyson, and let's see, I'm going to play Unleashed. That was David Dyson with his piece, Unleashed. Now I want to play one more track before our featured guest, David Wheeler, calls in. I'm going to play a piece by some of my new friends. They've been just amazing and very, very supportive of who I am and what I do. And this is Black Eyes with their piece, Whisper in the Wind.
¶¶ prophetic reality, and your spirit is everlasting, given to you to bless and divine higher asking. Life breathes to you as you breathe through it, as you laugh and as you cry. Watch as your soul floats mystically and magically from eye to eye to eye to eye to eye. I love you, always spoken but never heard. Simple words twisted and eagerly served. Your heart and your mind, your body and your soul form you, the most precious and treasured human goal. So come on, y'all, just listen to these whispers.
We're finishing up this first hour with a piece by Black Eyes, and that was Whisper in the Wind. Are you checking out the variety of talents that you can find over at the All Media Artists? I played for you some hip-hop, some jazz, some pop, some soul, R&B, swing, spoken word, rock, and funk. And that's just, you know, giving you a sample of what you can find over at the All Media Artists. Go check them out at www.all-media-artists.com. If you're an independent artist and you're ready to take things to the next level, the All Media Artists features, or the All Media Artists website actually can help you take things to the next level and just give you one more place to be able to be found on the internet. The internet's the way that, you know, people are finding out about, you know, the underground independent artists. And so, you know, this is a great place for you to get involved and participate and put yourself out there. So I just want to give you a taste of who our featured guest is going to be this hour, and that is Mr. David Wheeler. And I'm going to start out by playing one of his pieces, and it's called Bus. That was Bus by our featured guest tonight, Mr. David Wheeler. Welcome to the All Media Artist, David.
Hello. Can you hear
me? How are you, my friend? I am excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You are so very welcome. I'm excited. I have not ever had a rock star on my show. You're my first. I like saying rock star.
Well,
you know,
I feel special.
You should feel special because you are. I love your sound. I can tell that it's something, just listening to you, David, that you have a great passion, you know, for what it is that
you
create. And so
yes,
it is a pleasure to be able to share you not only on the All Media Artists, but all of my shows. And I got a few more tracks from you today that I was able to upload. Just didn't get that last track.
Good.
Uploaded before the show, but we definitely will get that in so that I can play you on any of my shows. So you're down there in New Mexico, huh?
I am pretty far remote from anywhere. I commute into Santa Fe. I work in Santa Fe.
Okay.
So,
are you originally from the New Mexico area?
Not originally, no. I've been here 20 years, 21, but I've I was born in Ohio and raised. I grew up pretty much in New Jersey and
okay.
a little bit in the Boston area.
So what brought you to New Mexico then? That's kind of a ways and a different scene for you.
It is. I just wanted to get away really from, you know, so many people and get out where there was a little more space and,
okay.
and some distance between the towns besides Roseside. And
I understand.
I found it out here, and I don't know. I just happened to stay for a while because it's very beautiful and it's very peaceful out here, and I enjoy it.
So. I bet it is. So, have you always had a music a part of your life, David?
Yes, all my life. I started on piano. In fact, when I took piano lessons when I was about 8 or 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then started on, I joined the choir in middle school and started training my voice and guitar by the time I was 13.
Oh, okay.
And I've been playing, you know, mostly guitar and singing, but a variety of other things ever since then, recording songs, and it's always been a big part of my life.
All right. So when did you know that you really had that it factor?
I always knew that I had the passion, that it was something that interested me. And
okay.
very quickly I started writing songs. And as soon as I did started writing songs, I enjoyed them so much personally that
okay.
I just needed to share them and develop that. And I... You know, I knew that was something that I had that was part of me, you know, that I had to, it was just part of me, so that's what I did.
So it's something that's more so you just kind of felt within yourself, or did you have any encouragement from, you know, your family or friends or?
Sure, I always have, and very quickly, I've always had, you know, from my family, and I started to have bands ever since I was a teenager, and some have, you know, been pretty popular, you know, in the local kind of scene.
Okay.
And we, you know, I've played in a variety of bands, actually, over the years.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
I was just going to say, so by now I have, you know, quite a repertoire. I've been writing for music for quite a while, and so I'm happy that I finally have the opportunity to put it all into a professional sounding CD, which is almost finished, that I'm working on at Frogville Records. And this song, Bus, and all the others that I've sent you are my first release is out of this studio recording, so.
Okay. So when do you anticipate
it's
your debut CD to come out?
We've gotten about 10 of the 14 tracks that I want to put on it finished pretty
okay.
much.
Okay.
There's a couple other things that we're leaving. I want to get a violin on a couple of tracks and a flute on a couple of other songs.
Okay.
So they're going to come in later also and finish those recordings. I think it's going to be another couple months before it's really out now.
Okay.
It's hard to say. It's been quite a process, you know, doing this all you know, with studio musicians and myself, and finding the time with
right.
to get it all done. It's really more involved than
Well, I would imagine it's much more involved using, you know, actual musicians versus, you know, the, what do you call it, you know, the recordings or whatever the, I don't know if it would be something off of Pro Tools or whatever, you know, the beats or whatever,
right,
and the music that you can create off of the internet. I think that,
you know,
it would be a harder process.
It is. Well, actually, I actually have always preferred to have live tracks, and I've never used, synthesized things off the, getting sounds off the internet or whatever. And I've traditionally, over the years, I've been recording myself however possible. And I play all the tracks. I'd play the guitar and I'd sing, and then I'd get the bass and I'd overdub that, and then overdub, I'd start with the drums, really, usually.
Okay.
But I'd do all the tracks, and, you know, as I said, I started with piano, stuff, beat skateboards or whatever, and the instrumentation is something that's always intrigued me, too, so I'll try. It's always been for myself mostly, and I actually started with, plugging this into part of my stereo and having it connected to another tape deck and, just getting one track at a time like that, and it was very, a long time ago when I had, no money and just starting out on this.
Sure.
And so it's a process, really. All of this is a process, and I see the song really releasing. They're really, my favorites for all is what they are. So it's it's not just been this year or so that it's taken to to finish this CD. It's been a process of many years of writing the music and refining it, and they always change, the unexpected times when I'm wait a second, I want to try it this way.
Okay.
And it turns out, your initial reaction often is like, does bring something out, you kind of hear things when you're listening to it, you think, what about this way?
Okay.
And I've had songs like really evolve like that.
Okay. I saw that, in your bio it says that, your writing style just really is kind of based off of your mood. And so it sounds like maybe you have one thought when you embark on a project, and then possibly just depending on what you're hearing or feeling later on, that may kind of switch it up a bit.
That's well said. I start with the idea of what I'm going to write a song about.
Okay.
And like the song that we just heard, Bus, well, I thought, okay, we're riding on a bus and we're going down the highway and we're going, 65 miles an hour or whatever, 55, whatever it is. And so it sounds like this. It's got a lot of energy and it's going fast and it's going steady. It's a steady beat. That translates to me musically in a way that's, okay, this is a rock and roll song. This is one of my power trio songs, other songs that I have, like the song I gave you, Let It Go, that maybe you could use is more, emotionally, it's a different perspective. It's,
okay.
I'm feeling something very introverted and somber, and so it's a lot more mellow, the music. What I'm trying to convey in what the song and what I'm singing about, I let that decide what direction the music is going to lead me.
Interesting. I enjoy hearing what you're saying, because it takes on a different perspective than what has been shared. I'm sure that there may be other artists that may totally get what you're saying, but I love hearing your story. And since you brought it up, Let It Go, why don't I stop right here and play Let It Go for the listeners. Let It Go by our featured guest this hour, David Wheeler. No, I really love that piece. I think it's something that people can definitely relate to, David, and that's what I'm finding in listening to your music, even though it may be, you know, different twists and turns in the sound and the topic. The music is something that, you know, speaks to, I think, a variety of people and speaks to them in a way that it taps into an emotion that they can relate to. Uh-oh. Can you hear me? I'm not sure if you can hear me or not. If anybody out there is listening, can you just let me know in the chat room if you can hear me or not? Okay. All right, let me try again. Can you hear me now? I'm not sure what just happened. Just let me know if you can hear me in the chat room now. It just all of a sudden went silent. So, okay. I'm not sure what happened. I'm still here. Let's try this again. David, are you there?
Hello, can you hear?
Oh. Yes. Yeah, I don't know what just happened. It's just like, I can hear you now. Okay, everybody says they can hear us again. I'm not sure what just happened. It just, I was talking, and
I'm sorry.
All of a sudden.
I'm calling on my cell phone. I tried Skype, but it wouldn't connect, so we may be losing signals once in a while. But did you hear me now?
I can hear you now, though. I was saying in regards to your music was, which you probably didn't hear because I was like having a good old conversation probably with myself. But what I was saying about your music, David, is that, you know, your pieces are on a variety of topics, and they are very diverse in the sound and delivery of it. But I think that it's something that you have created a niche where that a variety of people can tap into your music and really enjoy and appreciate it, and that depending on where their mood is at, it's kind of they can relate to it because of possibly where they are, you know, or things that they've gone through or whatever. And so that's what I love about your music. It's something new for me, so this is very exciting.
Well, I hope people can relate to it, and I'm glad that you say it, you know, that you can. And at the same time, I was saying when we got cut off that I do also try to keep it original, the music that I write, and coming, you know, I don't use, as you were saying, a certain formula, but I let the music speak to me and not try to fit myself into a certain niche or other. I hope that's my personal take on it, is that that's what I want to bring to the music, is that there's yourself into it, and that we're all kind of feeling the same kind of feelings and have the same kind of thoughts a lot of the times too.
Sure.
And music is a way that we can connect in a certain way. And at the same time, I try to avoid the standard formulas and I don't play a lot of, you know, just three chord rock and roll. Everything that I do, I don't feel like I've really contributed something also, unless it is a unique, something new that I'm bringing to the music.
Okay.
So that's kind of a balancing act between what I want to bring that's new and having me be able to relate to everybody at the same time.
Well, and you just answered, you know, my question I was going to ask. What is it that you want the listeners or anybody that experiences you, you know, to walk away with? And I think, you know, you said it very, very well there, you know, that, you know, one of the things, and I say this probably on every AMA show, you know, I don't know if artists really understand, you know, the power that they have in how we feel, you know, at a particular moment. And you know, it can either enhance a feeling or it can actually change a feeling, a mood, you know. And
right.
I think music like what you've created, it just, you know, allows a person, you know, to feel. And you're right. I think it is one way of just kind of connecting and somebody able to say, you know what, he's speaking to me. It's as if he wrote this song for me. I get it. You know, I know. I feel this. You know, I feel this right now. So, no, I love what it is that you're doing. And I appreciate the fact, the musicianship that's going into what you're putting together in this up-and-coming debut CD. So what is the name of the CD, David?
The CD, I'm still I'm going with. It's hard to really decide, you know, when it's you on your own, on your own, and there's so many possibilities. But I've always stuck with, so far, There's a Room, which is the name of one of my tracks, but I think it speaks to me trying to connect to everybody, and There's a Rhythm is, you know, a song about that through music, like what we were talking about, that I really feel like I'm just going to, I want to tap into the power that already is music. It's not coming from me. I'm trying to become a part of it and have it come through me.
I love that.
And in a way that it is like we were saying, that everybody can relate to music in some way, or most people, you know, to a certain extent or another. And I think that's something that everybody in the world has in common, all different places, and, you know, from all time, as far as we know.
Right.
So.
Now, have you always, you know, had a sense of, you know, this is how you felt, or is this something that you kind of evolved into as an artist?
I think it is an evolution process, and as an artist, you never continue to stop growing. I've always had this kind of vision that I've been working towards with my writing. That there is something that ties all my music together, as diverse as it may sound. And I think we're doing a pretty good job bringing that out. It's the balance of me bringing something new to the music. And having it something easily, though, and, you know, I don't deny that, you know, there's different people have, and that mine, I gravitate towards rock and roll in general, but I have an open mind to a lot of music, and I do listen to a lot of music in my life. And that influences me when I write. But that's not what categorizes me, and I think that I want to be able to appeal to a wider audience. I think that even in the rock genre, it's as broad as it is. It's a very broad genre that a lot of different kinds of rock and roll. And if I say that's something that holds me back from saying that I'm a rock artist, is that you say, you know, I present myself, okay, here's rock music, look for this genre.
Right.
And then people are expecting a certain thing. They're expecting a certain sound. And I'm not there. I'm not aiming for it, you know.
Okay.
You think rock music, and you're screaming and banging and have a lot of energy in music, but it's not anger. It's joy.
Right.
It's, you know, fun.
Right. No, and I do hear what you're saying, and I think you're right. I think there's a variety of styles of rock music. And so, you know, I think that there could be a misconception as to what an actual sound is, or the origins, and where it is that you try to go with your music. So, you know, you also brought up There's a Rhythm. So why don't we stop here and play There's a Rhythm for the listeners.
Right.
Fields
That was There's a Rhythm by our featured guest tonight, David Wheeler. So that takes us into a different style than the first two songs that we played.
Yes. It's got its own unique rhythm, but the rhythm was what obviously inspired me with that song, and I was thinking of just something basic that we could all relate to, but that we think of a rhythm just like a child would tap out on a drum, that or you know, any would appeal to anybody. That's what I was looking for with that, and it's a different sound. It's part of the power trios that I had went on CD, where it's guitar and drums. I had my producer on the bass, who's known locally because of his own work.
I went silent again. Can you guys hear me? No. Silence again. Okay. Let me try this again. So can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you too. So I don't know if it is a phone signal thing going on here, but okay, we'll try to work our way through this.
We'll do our best. I'm sorry. It is where I live. In fact, we do have a weak signal where I am, and there's only one phone company that I'm able to get service out here at all.
Okay. The challenges
kind
of being out there in the wide open, is not being able to get good phones coverage or whatever. Totally understand it.
Right.
I do have a question for you, though.
When you hear the commercials saying they can cover 98% of the country, I'm the other 2%.
That's funny. You know, being out there, you know, in the wide open, David, does that, like, just kind of help your creative juices to get flowing?
It does. I've had a lot of inspiration for many of my songs from my personal experiences where I draw from, and I've been here for a long time, and it's a part of me, and I've written songs specifically to the area, some songs that I haven't sent you, but there's a song that's about clearing out my irrigation ditch in the springtime, which is, you know, the safety out here, and it just comes from, and everybody's actually literally dug with shovels since hundreds of years ago. And there's a long ditch that would bring the water from the Pecos River out to irrigate your land. And so everybody's got ditch in me, because there's gophers and ground squirrels that dig holes and all kinds of things like that. And so they grow up and you've got to clear it out in the springtime. That was it for a song. Like I said, you don't have it, unfortunately. It's not even going to be on my first CD, but in other songs, references to it. Just it's you know, like I said, it's part. So it's where I'm coming from at this point.
Okay. Go ahead. You were talking, and I guess it was fading in and out. So you were talking. Are you talking about your song driving?
My song driving is, another example I was thinking of how I'm influenced by where I live. It's really about how I commute to work every day, and it's after 20 years, it starts to get to me, and it's about 45-minute drive, actually.
Okay.
It's a beautiful drive, and there's not a lot of traffic and everything, but it's still a lot of driving that I do in my life. And that's what the song's about, about how I came out to enjoy nature and how much I do, but I'm stuck in this cycle where I have to earn a living, so I go to my day job and I commute so far every day, and that's just, adding all this pollution and so much stress with the driving. That's where I came up with a song, because I know so many other people have a long commute that they have to deal with.
Sure.
And there's a lot of feelings that are brought up because of that.
So when you're on this long commute driving, do you sing your own music? I imagine you're singing in your car.
Yes. Well, yes, it is a long time where you're by yourself and in your own head, so you do get inspiration occasionally from that.
Okay. Well, why don't we go ahead and play Driving for the listeners, since you brought this song up. So this is Driving by David Willer.
I'm driving like a jerk. I'm driving in my car. So I go and what's up, I'm planning. Watch the stars rising in my car.
By our featured guest tonight, David Wheeler. So David, you've got several
yes.
of your all media artist family in the chat room, and there's actually quite a few people that are listening live that have not come into the chat room. So I don't know if you've got a bunch of your friends and family and fans out there listening, but that's very, very cool that there's so many that are actually turning out for this show tonight. So where do you actually have a website besides the All Media Artist where people can go check you out?
I'm in various places. I've got I'm on Reverb Nation is where I have the most of my music. So that's Reverb Nation / David Wheeler, all one word, all no caps. And I'm on the Facebook and MySpace and Twitter and YouTube, but all those links are available on the Reverb Nation site. So that's one of the places I consider my home base.
Right. No, I find that Reverb Nation is an amazing tool for artists to be able to be heard and for us, you know, to go check them out and find out more information. So how did you come to find out about the All Media Artist website?
Well, gosh, I think I noticed it through Facebook, and I may or may not have been friends already with the founder of that site, Place Robichaud. I think that's where I first got the, where I first realized that All Media Artists existed, and I believe I got a special invitation from Trace, and I signed up right away, and I'm glad I did. It's a really nice site to be part of, and I've heard a lot of great music from there as well.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I do love about that particular site is there's new artists that I am not familiar with and from all over the world. And it's wonderful to go over there and check out the artist sounds. And it's even more exciting for me, you know, to be able to do this show, the All Media Artist Features on Wednesday and have people on just, you know, such as yourself, David, and get to know, you know, their stories and hear, you know, their sounds and to be able to share, you know, you guys with my listening audience through Flavor News Radio. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, you wanted to come on as a featured guest tonight. And I love your stories, you know, from because you kind of have given a very different twist than some of the other artists. Most of the artists I've had on so far have been jazz artists. And so you've kind of given a different twist, but I believe that they all can relate to your story as to, you know, how you go about creating and writing. But what I love is the fact that you are just using, you know, real musicians, you know, versus the created kind off of the computers and all of that. So that just kind of I love listening to just live bands and music.
Yeah.
There's a group out here in Seattle called Speakeasy Unplugged, and I've only gone to see them once so far, but I definitely will be returning and just listening to the musicianship along with the live vocals that sing along with the band. I love it. There's just something that's just I don't know. I'd love to see it kind of go back to that. I understand and can appreciate the technology and where it can take us now, but
yes.
I'm not sure whether I consider. I have to really think on this. I'm not sure if I really consider somebody who's able to put beats together a musician.
Right.
I think that's something I just will have to process.
Well, I agree. I think that, you know, if you use samples or synthesized sounds, it doesn't make you not a musician. Certainly,
mm-hmm.
you know, music to me is just arrangement of sounds, however you want to arrange
right.
them.
Right.
But at the same time, I agree with you that there's just something that can't be replaced by a live musician. That
right.
they are human, and that's essential to music to me. That music is a human art form, not a computerized art form.
Yeah.
That there's always the inspiration, there's some kind of inspiration that humans get. The computers just don't understand.
Right.
That there's the way you do this certain note, or you put a little trill on it,
mm-hmm.
depending on how you understand the music. And I don't think the computers can understand music in the same way that humans can.
Right.
So you can program something into it, but it's going to sound static and lifeless unless you have somebody to interpret that music and show where it can go and show how it feels to them.
Right, right. And I think the thing about like true musicianship, when you see a band play live, it may not necessarily be exactly the same each time, that there might
right.
be just a tweak to it that still makes it, you know, amazing. You know, it doesn't take away
that,
from the foundation of it. And that's what I love. It's
yeah.
kind of like that, the being able to improvise and just, if you're feeling something, just adding something else to it, you know. And, yeah, so
yeah.
It has been
that,
an absolute
pleasure.
That, to me,
keeps it alive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keeps it alive
and I don't want to take away from the fact that I think you do have to have a special ear to be able to put the beats and the tracks together when it comes to, you know, creating that sound that a performer performs over. You do have to have a special ear for that.
Yeah,
there's just nothing like, you know, just having, you know, a live band and musician and singer, you know, right there, you know, to listen to, whether it be on a CD or a digital download or in person. So we've only got like 6 minutes left in the show, David, and actually it's gone by very, very quickly. I've really
yeah.
enjoyed having you on here despite of our little technical difficulties. I think this has been a, I think this has been a great interview, you know, despite, you know, those issues. But I would like to play one more track before the show is over.
Great.
So which one would you want me to play? Would you want My Love or You Say?
Oh, they're both, I love them both so much. I can't sign them. that's a very hard one for me.
Okay, I'll choose then. How about if we play
just go ahead and
My
choose.
Love?
There
huh?
you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to play My Love by our special guest this evening, David Wheeler.
Life, don't you know?
right, that was My Love by our featured guest tonight, David Wheeler. David, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule out there in the remote, you know, areas of New Mexico. And again, why don't you shout out where people can find out more about you? And I just want to put this out to you. You know, once your album is ready and you want to do, if you want to do an album release, if you want to do it through the AMA site with Therese, you know, let her know and we can schedule that. Or you can definitely schedule a show with me on the leopard carpet with Lady Flava. So so where can people find more about you? Okay, maybe we died again. So if we, I think we did die, but you know what? I'm going to play the last song that I have by David Wheeler as I close out the show, and this is You Say. Good night, and thank you so much. that was You Say by tonight's featured guest, David Wheeler. I threw on another track, David, since it seemed like we ran into technical difficulties again. So can you hear me now, David?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you, too. So anyway, we've run a little bit into the archives, but I've decided to go ahead and play You Say before I actually closed out the show, but I did want to give you the opportunity to let people know where they can find you online and, you know, where they can kind of stay up with you so that they know when your album comes out.
Okay. ReverbNation.com/David Wheeler is a good site to always keep up with me. I'm on MySpace.com/DTWheeler. And D. Tedford Wheeler is my Twitter address. So on any of those, you can find the information that you'll need. I'm always keep up with my developments and my music for anybody who's interested.
Well, wonderful, David. I definitely will be uploading Drink to the show tonight, and then, you know, I have a variety of shows that I do throughout the week, so I will definitely be playing you. I have been playing you on my other Flavor News radio shows, and then, you know, again, if you want to do a feature for your album when it comes out, you know, if you want to do it through AMA, definitely let Therese know, or if you want to do it through Flavor News Radio, let me know, and we can get that set up and help you promote your new album.
I do appreciate that.
No problem. Yeah, so just stay in touch, and I definitely will be sharing your flavor with the listening audience of Flavor News Radio. So, again, thank you so much, David, for coming out tonight and spending this time with me. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and I loved getting to know you and being able to share your sound with the listening audience, and I look forward to getting to know you better and playing more of your music on Flavor News Radio.
Well, thank you again.
All right, darling. So I want to thank everybody that tuned in live tonight to listen to the show, to those that hung out in the chat room, and to those that come back and check out the archives. This was a great interview with David Wheeler from the All Media Artists website, and, you know, we had some technical difficulties, but be patient with us and take a listen to the archives and get to know this artist. And if you love what he's doing, you know, support who he is and what he's doing by spreading the word, letting people know, you know, that you're digging his sound. And when his album comes out, you know, step up and support by financially purchasing a copy. So good night, take care, and we will be back next Wednesday with another All Media Artist Features.